Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Bertie, you're standing with Kobe George, our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. Oh, Kobe's not coming to join us. He's going to stand in the sunshine, the last remnants down there.
Yeah, I've sort of got a little bit lazy, and I usually bring them up to the van, but I thought with the sun shining, we might just do it out on the turf. So we've been having a nice chat here whilst we've been listening to all the results. Thanks for that. Kobe, congratulations. What a nail-biting finish and a fantastic spectacle for everyone here at the ground. Probably a bit nerve-wracking for you out there, but your game in particular today, well done on getting back out there, number one, after your injury. I thought you were fantastic in the first half, and that's really where you guys set up the win, and Leopold had to chase you down from there, which they didn't quite do.
Yeah, for sure. It's been a long journey this year, so it's just good to get back out there, have a bit of a run, play with a little bit of freedom as well. So, the boys, we came out pretty hot in that first half, which probably... we probably let it slip late in that second, let him in the game there a bit. And they're obviously a great outfit, so they came really hard in that last half. But I thought we were just good enough to hold on. My pressure in that last 10 minutes of that fourth quarter, just allowed us in that game. And big Fridge taking that mark was awesome.
And they often talk at clubs, and particularly at Bell Park, is, you know, coming in and playing your role. I'm just interested how you prepared for it and how you go mentally being out of the game for a while and obviously playing at a higher level, and then you come back to club footy and you come into the team and you're asked to play a role. What sort of directions were you given by Sakes today in terms of what he wanted to see from you?
Yeah, Sakes has been awesome for me. He basically just pulled me aside and said, just go out there, play your game. Gave me a bit of freedom, which allowed me just to be a bit more mentally free, not thinking too much. So if I can get forward, take my moment, do that, or hold my width, which I thought I did that at times today. It was awesome, just a lot of freedom, which helped.
Kobe, thanks for joining us. Tom King, Jason Doherty, Matt Dowling talking to you. Just talk us through the injury and the frustration. You start the year in Geelong's VFL team, which we all know how well they're going, which you could be part of, and here you find yourself sidelined. But what's it been like, especially mentally more than physically?
Yeah, it's been tough. It's sort of one of those ones where you can almost play through it, but I sort of just started to lose that strength through my hips and groins, and obviously at that highest level. If you lack that, then you're probably no good. So it was just a bit of a plan to be on the sideline, strengthen that up, and hopefully have a really strong back half of the year, which hopefully I can do, and hopefully crack in if I can get some good footy here at Bell Park under my belt.
What are they telling you down at the Cats? What's Harry Corrigan and the team sort of put in place for you you might find yourself post their bye next week and into the finals, find yourself running around in the hoops?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's more just on how I'm feeling. If the groins pull up well, then it's full steam ahead, I'd assume. Be available for selection the next few weeks if I can get through. They've been great for me. I think the biggest thing was just giving me a bit of time on the sidelines to get it right. And that just gave me confidence that I could have that strong back half of the year and hopefully play a bit of a role deeper into finals.
Kobe, it's Matt Dowling here. Was the message before the game from Sakes and the coaching crew to look to get a little bit more speed on the ball? Because we know through previous games that Bell Park's been a very uncontested mark side, but you looked like you used the handballs a lot more to gain some speed on the footy today.
Yeah, for sure. That was a bit of a focus area. We thought that Leopold could be a little bit vulnerable defensively. So if we can get that fast break, use our hands, use the out number, and get it deep, which I think we did, and exposed them a little bit in that first half. I think in that second half, their pressure was really good, so we're just unable to get that forward handball because they were always coming up at us, and then sort of went into our shell a little bit, chipping it around and not really taking that territory that we wanted and being direct, which hopefully we can work on that in the next few weeks and use that speed that we showed in that first half.
And you were able to get forward a couple of times today and drop into the hole where the footy was coming, and Mitch Mahardy or Hicks, who were down forward, were able to seal for you. Did your addition to the team just change the way that the forward structure worked at all together?
I don't think so. I think... Yeah, like I said, I just had that freedom. So the forwards would just play their role like they would each week. And Sakes just gave me that license. If I saw that ball there, then I could just come in and float across and hopefully take the mark. But yeah, like you said, Big Fridge and Mitch down there making those seals for me made it a lot easier. Basically taking some uncontested marks down there. So yeah, big props to them.
Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory, two convenient locations, St George's Road, Norlane, and Marshalltown Road, Grovedale. Speaking with our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, Kobe George from Bell Park. He's Jace Doherty.
Now, Kobe, we have some pertinent questions that we need to ask you as part of the Leopold Sporties, so please listen carefully. Are you swinging hands? And do you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Yes, you do?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Xenia Allen. So, right. Yeah, she's been awesome for me.
The boys are tipping in the last names of their girlfriends too, which I'm very happy with. It's nice. What does she do? She a sporty person like you, Kobe?
Yeah, for sure. She's actually on the VFLW list as well at the Cats. So she's played a few games. But, yeah, unfortunately has a stress fracture in her back. So, she's done for the year. So,
what was her name again, Kobe?
Xenia Allen. So, it's X-E-N-I-A. Hopefully I got that right.
Well done.
You got that this right. Will get back to us.
You've been both rehabbing together. Is that what you've been doing?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Obviously, at the Cats, we have a bit of a access to the club, so we use that time together to get our rehab done, use the pools in there. Isn't ideal that we're both injured, but it makes it a little bit easier when someone else is there with you going through the same sort of thing.
All right, so you're going to take her to the Leopold Sporties because you're a very good built boyfriend, so that's good.
Yep.
But if you were going to take a good bloke from the Bell Park Footy Club to the Leopold Sporties for a feed, who would you take with you?
Tough question.
Yeah, just one of them. We know they're all great blokes, but just one of them. Just one of them. Pick a bloke.
I reckon Matty Jones. Ripper fella.
Well, you know what, Kobe? He won it 2 weeks ago, so you could both go together and have $200. How's that? You would be able to go ballistic.
Does Matty have a girlfriend? Maybe double date?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You can double date. There you go. We'll send Josh. So the guy in front of you with the camera, Josh, we'll send Josh along. We'll send Buzz along too, and he can take some filming of the double date. That'd be great. Now, the most important question. Reptile at the club that you would never take. Who's a pest at the club? Now, you can't say Ollie Hicks because Jonesy tipped him in.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't you take from the club who's a pest or a reptile?
Tough question. I haven't spent a lot of time at the club.
That's sure. I understand that. That's fine.
But
there would be one pest.
Just
there.
From what I'm feeling around the rooms, Melksh.
Darcy Melksham.
Yeah, he's up and about.
Really?
I'm a bit of a low sort of operator, so I think he'd just get under my skin a little bit.
Yeah, love it. I love it when you tip new people in. That is fantastic, Kobe. Well done.
That's good work. Kobe, great to see you back playing footy. We know that you're such a key component of this Bell Park lineup, but also important down at Geelong VFL where you want to be and showing your wares to those who might be looking for higher honours. Congratulations today on your performance. Welcome back to footy and big one against Newtown next week.
Yeah, fingers crossed, let's get it.
Thanks, Kobe. Kobe George joining
Thank
us
you.
On K-Rock Footy.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.